Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at exercise-induced hypoalgesia, and finally a story about exercise versus inactivity and metabolic benefits. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 671. Recorded May 3rd, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Exercise is considered an important component of effective chronic pain management, and it is well established that long-term exercise training provides pain relief. In healthy, pain-free populations, a single bout of aerobic or resistance exercise typically leads to exercise-induced hypoalgesia, EIH, a generalized reduction in pain and pain sensitivity that occurs during exercise and for some time afterwards. In contrast, exercise-induced hypoalgesia is more variable in chronic pain populations and is more frequently impaired, with pain and pain sensitivity decreasing, remaining unchanged, or, in some cases, even increasing in response to exercise. In this article, published in the Journal of Pain, the authors provide an overview of exercise-induced hypoalgesia across different chronic pain conditions. Surf to our show notes for a link to the full open-access article. Acute exercise improves postprandial lipemia, glucose tolerance, and insulin sensitivity, all of which are risk factors for cardiovascular disease. However, recent research suggests that prolonged sedentary behavior might abolish these healthy metabolic benefits. Accordingly, a recent study aimed to elucidate the impact of an acute bout of exercise on postprandial plasma triglyceride, glucose, and insulin concentrations after 4 days of prolonged sitting. The study concluded that these data indicate that physical inactivity, sitting in the neighborhood of 13.5 hours per day and less than 4,000 steps per day, creates a condition whereby people become quote-unquote resistant to the metabolic improvements that are typically derived from an acute bout of aerobic exercise. In other words, they're experiencing exercise resistance. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from N.D. Wilson. Do not reset your place in the story. Do not imagine yourself elsewhere. Do not close your eyes and picture a world without thorns, without shadows, without hawks. Change this world. Use your body like a tool meant to be used up, discarded, and replaced. Better every life you touch. We will reach the final chapter. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.